This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hurricanes are equal opportunity destroyers. In Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria ripped through the lives of the poor, the middle class, wealthy. Same with Harvey in Texas, then Irma, which devastated Florida. But income makes a big difference in dealing with the aftermath. WLRN's Nadege Green reports on Miami's especially vulnerable communities and how Irma made an already bad situation worse.
Mary McKenzie lives in Miami's Little Haiti neighborhood with her husband and six kids.
I pay $1,600 a month rent. Sometimes, like, my husband checks for the whole 2 weeks or 3 weeks. We have to struggle it out to pay that.
Before a hurricane, people are told to stock up on supplies, enough to last at least 3 days. Many families in South Florida could not afford to do that. About 530,000 people live below the poverty line in Miami-Dade County.
We just meeting ends meet. That's why when this storm came, we didn't have money to be doing all this. But now we had to dip into money we had for other bills to feed our kids every day. That's how we've been feeding our kids.
After the hurricane, some nonprofits and neighborhood groups made an effort to get food to families in need. But that took time, and they didn't reach everyone. 4 days after the storm, Lorenz Burse, who's 12, was standing in line with his grandmother for free ice in Liberty City. At home, his options for breakfast were
just Pop Tarts, brownies, and chips.
Cookies.
Oh, and cookies.
His grandmother, Thomasina Smith, says after days with no electricity, that's all they had left.
Today will be the first day without food. Yeah, today will be the first day.
The extended power outage and spotty internet service also meant many of the neighborhood stores that did reopen could only accept cash. So people who received government food assistance could not use their electronic benefit cards to pay for groceries. James Valsaint is a community activist with the Miami Dream Defenders, a social justice group that sent volunteers to low-income neighborhoods after the storm.
We knew what communities would be hit the hardest, and yet nobody did anything to prepare for it in a real, concrete way.
At a recent Miami-Dade Commission meeting, Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez defended the county's efforts, saying it provided food to many communities in need. In Miami, I'm Nadege Green for Marketplace.